You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people. But somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast, with more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all 3 books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In this episode of the Safety Consultant Podcast, I am going to continue and finish up the series about the OSHA New Safety Champions Program. I'm actually a little excited about this one. That's why I jumped on it. Not too many people have caught on this one like I have so far, so I'm happy about that. But this week, what we're going to do is I'm going to wrap up this series. And in wrapping up this series, I'm going to talk to you about just truly how you're going to get to each stage of this. Because, again, there's a framework for this, voluntary framework. So I'm going to complete this with just truly making sure that we get all the questions, not all, but at least the questions I think that needs to be answered of how do you get into this program? How do you get going with this thing? So we will do that when we come back.
Sheldon Primus.
Welcome to the Safety Consultant Show with Sheldon Primus, where we blend safety sparks with business brilliance and a pinch of Sheldon's signature wit. Whether you're a safety pro, a fresh-faced consultant, or just safety curious, get ready for a show that'll educate, entertain, and elevate your safety game. Let's dive into the art of consulting with your safety sherpa himself, Sheldon Primus.
This episode is powered by Safety FM.
All right. So we are coming back. I got to do the thing, right? So I'm Sheldon Primus. This is the Safety Consultant Podcast, a podcast where I teach you the business of being a safety consultant, talk about OSHA compliance, talk about other things. I invite guests on this show to pretty much get you thinking about different aspects of safety. And I'm going to do some guests coming up pretty soon in future episodes coming up. So there you go. All right. I think I did that. So let's go ahead and keep going with this safety champion program. This is going to wrap up the three-part series. And don't forget that I am doing a safety champion readiness audit. Well, not audit, but just a program. So what I'm going to have you guys do, and it's a workshop, so that means you will be working. I'm going to get you to truly think about where you are right now, and we're going to work it out together where you could get yourself ready for this. You don't have to be one of those VPP eligible things yet, eligible companies yet. So you don't have to worry about that part. But what you do need to do is show that you are ready to start thinking more of safety as being part of your organization and a big part of your organization, as opposed to you're only trying to do OSHA compliance. So the Safety Champion Readiness Workshop is going to be all online. April 21st, I'm doing this from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that's going to be in Pacific Standard Time. And I want you guys to really be ready for how can we get our organization into the Safety Champion Program from OSHA. So if you are interested, go to OSHA.coach, OSHA.coach, and sign up for that readiness program. April 21st, 2016, and it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. The early bird tickets are gone. We've passed the early bird period, but that's okay. You still got some other great tickets available right now. All right, so let's get going. Let's talk about this a little bit more. As a reminder, we talked in part one, just giving you an introduction of the program itself, showed you that it was voluntary. We worked through a step-by-step framework of what the program would be. Step two, we talked a little, or should say part two, we talked a little bit more about the structure of the program, because there is a 7 components that you need to address in order for you to get eligible for this program. And the components is going to be the 7 things that you would find that would help you. First and foremost is going to be, you're going to need a boss, a leader that believes in the program. So you have to have leadership with the accountability. You're going to have to get some worker participation, hazard identification, an assessment, hazard control, some training, program evaluation, and coordination between you and other people who are in the organization and subcontractors and everything. That's all part of the program. We went over that in part two. So now we're going to just try to figure out what readiness looks like. A lot of people, when you think of the word ready, you know, you want to make sure that you're going to be able to do the paperwork, because there are some forms that you need to fill out. OSHA's going to assign to you a special government employee to help mentor you through, and you want to be ready for that stuff. So what is going to qualify you will depend on your activity, and OSHA even gives you a safety champion tracker for you to just go ahead and get ready to apply for that. So we're going to answer those questions for you guys and show you the 3-step readiness mindset. Step 1 is going to be to build the foundation. Step 2 is to make the system operable, and system is safety management system. And then the last step is prove that your system is sustainable and improvement. OSHA calls these a different thing. They call it an introductory step, intermediate step, and then advanced step. So the first step is to prove that you even have a safety management system. And in order for you to do that, you don't have to have the same criteria as you would need for a voluntary protection program, VPP, or Safety and Health Achievement Recognition Program, SHARP. you actually can get your introductory step set up by just determining you as an organization, you're going to build a foundation for a comprehensive safety and health program. That's it. You decide that you're going to do it and you start taking some steps to do it. So what does that mean in plain language? Leadership going to have to go ahead and do written policies, a statement or something. Usually in my safety and health programs, when I'm doing a written program, one of the very first things that I try to make sure that I do is I want to make sure that I get the management person to be, whoever that is, the owner or the top executive, to be part of this. So I get them to do a statement saying that they not only agree with everything that's coming, but they also are signing their name that they are in a, that this is priority to them as well. So it should be some sort of written policy signed by whoever the top executive of your organization is. That's going to show leadership. Have some clear, responsible roles in safety and health. You're going to give some goals out to what you expect your safety and health program would be. Initiate some sort of resource allocation for safety and health. You want to have some accountability with your managers and your workers to yourself as the executive. In turn, in the introductory phase, you want the workers to be surveyed. You got to figure out, you know, where they are in their perception of safety. You want their concerns to be heard. You want to create a plan to address those concerns as you get that information in. You want to make sure the employees know their rights. You're going to do whatever committee that you could start for this. Reporting systems such as near miss, incident reports, no retaliation rules. That's the things that the workers are going to be looking for so that they can start participating, or should say OSHA is going to be looking for worker participation. For the hazards, in this phase, you want to truly know what hazards are at the job, and that's the crux of the whole system, is you got to know what exposure to hazards and what the hazards are, what the exposures are. You're going to list out some hazards. You can start even by your NAICS code, North American Industry Classification System code. Since we're dealing with OSHA, you'll have an NAICS code. You want to have some sort of analysis of routine jobs to see where hazards are. You also want to do some sort of investigation for near misses and incidents. You want to have a procedure or a process for doing audits and inspections and start tracking these hazards along the way. That's your that's how you're going to get your hazard part in there. At this stage, you're also looking for controls. Now that you figure out the hazards, now you got to figure out what kind of controls for each hazard that comes out to you, or at least you're aware of. So you're going to have to start thinking of those controls. That's a big thing. Preventative measures, some sort of plan, job safety analysis, things like that is what you're going to be thinking of in this phase. Training is another thing you want to start thinking of. Get some sort of organization, communication, and training plan. What's the right to know that the workers need to be aware of? How do you document your training? How do you verify your training is understandable and repeatable, and the workers have this in a language and an understanding that they have? How do you train your contract and temporary employees as well? That's going to be what you're addressing in this phase. And then also we're talking about evaluation. You're going to have to evaluate your OSHA logs, your injury and illness records. What tracking are you doing? How do you communicate information to your workers, to your contractors? They got a part in this as well. So you're going to have to also figure out what kind of rules do you have for your contractors. All that is part of this step right here. hazard communication, any multi-employer work site, you have to figure out where are, what are the ways that you could keep everybody involved. And that's all just step one, right? So step two, you're going to have to put things in process, and you're going to be in the intermediate step. So for step two, the leadership is going to have to make sure that they communicate the mission and the policies to the employees often, and that they're going to have to show up and be part of the safety meetings and things like that. They're going to also have to make sure that policies are enforced. They're going to look for trends, and they're also going to be part of the holding the workers accountable. But fair, you know, you want to make sure that the leaders are fair and that you still have a place for worker participation. So what committees are the workers going to be in, investigation activities that they're doing. You're looking for ongoing participation. You're looking for safety meetings that are being held during regular working hours. You're going to be looking for increased participation from the workers telling you about hazards, hazard hunts. Things like that will be practice of how everyone is doing this job over, and or should say looking for hazards and effectually controlling them. So you're going to have some sort of worker participation that's going to be increased and checkable, reliable, something that you're going to be able to track in the intermediate stage, track that participation. Then you're still thinking about hazards and controls, right? That's the crux of the system. No matter what, you're thinking about where are the hazards. You're going to quantify those hazards. You're going to update and review hazards. So you're going to have to prove that you're looking at JSAs that are completed. You're going to look for actions that have been created from your incident reports. And you're going to see that you completed certain corrective items in a certain given amount of time. That's the way that you start tracking things related to hazards and controls. Also, again, training. You want to make sure that your training has good retention, that you're still thinking about job-specific training, and that you retrain workers when you do find like they don't demonstrate that they're doing things right. I kind of chuckle to myself because think about all the videos that you've seen with workers acting a fool on a forklift, right? If you weren't aware of that trend, just type in forklifts and type in forklift in some sort of YouTube, Google, something like that, and forklift accidents maybe, or forklift I don't want to go too facetious and get you guys thinking about, you know, looking at the real bad stuff, but it's just a memes, not more than memes, but there's a whole bunch of people just acting a fool. If you were to walk in and see someone doing forklift rodeos or something, it's time for you to retrain. It's time for you to figure out, you know, what is happening here. We do not know what you guys are doing, but we know that you're not properly trained, and we gotta take some action. That kind of stuff. Evaluate how things are going. Look at your trends. Are we going up? Are we going down? Leading indicators as well as lagging indicators. Both are important, but you don't want to rely on lagging indicators. And when I say leading versus lagging, leading indicator is proactive safety, proactive activities, where lagging is something happened and then you're tracking it. So an example of leading indicators could be how many corrective items were completed after we did our incident report. And a lagging indicator is how many incidents we had. So that's the difference between the two. That's your evaluation tools. So you want to make sure you verify that. And in this step, you're also going to keep an eye on your contractors. You're going to make sure that they're on board with everything you're doing, and that their policies and procedures and everything else for hazard hunts and controls are all going to be up to date with what you're doing. So that's the goal for that stage, that step. And then when you get to the advanced stage, so again, initial phase, the introductory is when you're going to set your plan in motion. What's it going to look like? You make your declaration that things are going to be different. You get past that stage and you get, OSHA will actually help you with that, and they're going to certify and give you a certificate that you completed the introduction phase. Then they'll do the same thing in the intermediate phase. They'll recognize you and thank you and make you truly see that they appreciate that you went to the second phase and you completed that. You'll get your certificate there. And then when you get to the advanced stage, now you're proving that you have a sustainable system. So you're proving that leadership and safety are working together for the good of the organization. You're going to see that the leadership has taken accountability for incidents that happen. You're going to also see that leadership is going to be regularly involved in supply resources for the safety department. That's what you're going to be proving in this stage. And again, you're going to have a special government employee that is going to keep track of what's happening along the way. So they'll be able to see over a period of time what's going on there. Worker participation in that phase. You're going to have your annual survey of your workers, or some sort of time period that you're going to keep doing perception studies. You're going to have meaningful culture improvements, safety meetings, functioning learning teams, things like that. You'll be proving some sort of feedback loop to reporting of injuries and illnesses. You're going to still be doing hazard assessments and updating those, routinely checking for new hazards or new exposure and tracking those things as it happens. And your contractors, keeping an eye on your contractors. You're going to have wording in your bid that says the contractors not only have to have the right experience modification rate, but they're also going to participate in the safety and health program and check out your contracts, things like that. So that's your awareness. Training is going to be something that you're going to keep doing every year. You're going to keep showing improvement that the workers are retaining. You're doing advanced training, not just basic sit in front of a video and watch this video, sign off that you did it, things like that. Evaluate your program in a regular interval. Your evaluation should give you a score with recommendations as to how do we keep improving. And again, you're going to just keep... you're really going to prove that you're doing what you're doing. And this is going to come from written policies, written procedures, your perception studies, incident reporting, all those things, hazard logging, your safety incentive programs. All that is set to help you understand where we're going. And OSHA's looking for that stuff. That's really how it's going to be. And you're going to be addressing all this per the 7 core elements. So it's a big task, but it's okay. This is what you want. This kind of program is going to infuse your organization with a safety mindset. And now as you go through each one of these phases, you are continually improving. You're going to be ready for a VPP. You're going to be ready for an ISO 45001. Your organization, though, will have a byproduct of operating in such a way that your workers are going to start getting better production. They're going to start trusting you as an organization. They're going to start telling people this is the place to work. You're going to retain more workers. It's something that is going to be a win for the company, and you can now start saying that you're an OSHA safety champion, display logos, things like that. So it's an important readiness thing. So it's also going to help for your organization to prove that you are doing what you're doing, supposed to do. Your workers are going to stay healthy. They're not going to get injured. Bonuses all around. You'll avoid the direct cost of an accident or indirect cost of an incident. You're going to avoid all that stuff. You're going to be connected to the workers. Yeah, that family feel that everyone likes. Those are some of the things that you're going to end up having by investing in a safety championship program. So if you're ready and you want some help and you want to even just get started to see if you can do this, I encourage you now to go to OSHA.coach and sign up for my readiness program. At the date of this recording, it's going to be next weekend, or next week. So you're going to have to hurry up and get yourself on here. And it's going to be 100% virtual. So you guys are going to be able to address this. And you're going to be able to figure this out in a virtual setting. All right. I got you. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on April 21st between 8 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. for the Safety Champion Readiness Workshop. Sign up today at OSHA.coach and go get 'em.
That's a wrap for today's safety show. Remember, safety isn't just about hard hats and caution signs. It's about business smarts, too. Thanks for joining us on the Safety Consultant Show with Sheldon Primus. Until next time, stay safe, stay savvy, and keep consulting like a boss. Go get 'em. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast or broadcast are those of the host and its guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within the past hour, only examples. It should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the positions of the company. No part of this podcast or broadcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast or broadcast, Sheldon Primus.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.
You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people. But somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast. With more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach. You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people, but somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast. With more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion. The book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.